DW. In the final days of last year, and the first of this, I made a pact with myself to spend more time on foot. To take long walks for the sake of it. Whether along streets, known or unknown, in parks or in the thick of nature, didn't matter. Neither, so the conditions of my pact stipulated, did the weather. The deeper thinking behind the idea was to create time to ponder at my own pace, to slow life down. I like the idea of slower, so I've been loyal to my promise, been walking like I mean it. Hit my stride, so to speak. At the weekend, I took my stride and my kids out of town into Brandenburg, the state that surrounds Berlin. After consulting, aka misreading, a good old-fashioned map, we pulled off the road into a village perched on the reedy banks of a silent, shimmering lake. At the turning was a red brick and flint church, a hunched old man, and a large sign showing a drawing of emaciated concentration camp prisoners in blue and white striped shirts. It was a tribute to the 6,000 prisoners murdered by the SS as they were forced to march northwards from the Sachsenhausen camp on the outskirts of Berlin during the very final days of the Second World War. The route they were made to walk took them through the village we'd pulled into. For all its sleepy appearance, the tiny dot of land we'd chosen at random for an unsuspecting Sunday constitutional was mired in the murky depths of history, and even deeper than first met the eye. We drove a few metres up a woodland track, found a place to park, and were just about to set off when two signs caught my eye.
Look at that sign. That sign.
One to our left warned that to take a step further would be to risk our lives on the horns of a free-roaming bull, while the one on the right promised the same fate from unexploded munitions.
No! Should we get back in?
Sounds good to me.
Needless to say, we didn't hang around, but drove on down the same track, only to find the latter of the two warnings replicated at 10-metre intervals.
There's a sign! I don't want to die, Mama! Yeah. I really don't!
And there's another one.
No!
Turn back!
Their pleas won. Not that it got them away from this sudden sense of looming danger for long, because the woodland ordnance warning turned out to be the sign that kept on giving. For kilometre after kilometre, we trundled down a road flanked with identical alerts. We were, I discovered afterwards, trundling through a former Bombardom. Soviet forces established the 120 kilometres of heathland as a bomb release area in 1952, and routinely used it as such until 1993, when they finally pulled out of the former East, leaving the government of the newly unified Germany to do with the land as they pleased. But in 2010, after years of roaring resistance from local communities, Berlin eventually decided to let nature reclaim the former military zone. A happy ending?
This land was made for you and me.
Yes and no. Because as is the way with history, it tends to live on. And the Bombardom, where an estimated 1.5 million unexploded grenades and bombs lie in wait beneath the surface, is no exception. Just how many years until I can take a turn on the heath remains to be seen. But it's unlikely to be in the near future. In the meantime, on that same trip through the countryside, I noticed yet another sign pointing to a battlefield where Sweden secured a bloody victory during the 30 Years' War of the 17th century. But this time, there was no warning attached, just an invitation to walk through the heart of the past. And I would walk 500
This report was brought to you by DW.